quietly doing the crossword together. Fancy you finishing your copy of the crossword already, and I've hardly started. You are clever, aren't you, Ron?
Yes, Eth.
I must just check if I've got some of my answers right. Ron, what have you put down for eight across, beloved?
Eight across, flobbergob.
Flobbergob? I've never heard of that word, Ron.
Neither have I, Eth.
Oh, Ron, the idea is you put down real words. You mustn't just put down anything.
Oh, can I have a borrow of your rubber, then?
You are. You see, Ron, it's no good making up words. They've got to mean real things.
I see. Is there such a thing as a zosh?
No, Ron.
An akbok?
No, Ron.
A yif?
No, dearest.
Oh. You'd better leave the rubber my side, beloved.
Ron, and I thought you'd finished. Flobbergob. The clue was forsaken eight letters, and the answer's derelict, Ron.
Derelict.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if you'd got abandoned.
Oh, right, though, Eth. Yes. Yes.
Ron, what, now I mean that.
Well, just a kiss.
Oh, Ron, you're getting your biro sticking in my ear.
Oh. Hello, hello, hello. What's this, Ron converting a try? Here, quick, Ron. Out the way of the sideboard. I want to get me spare pair of braces and a walnut.
What for, Mr. Glum?
That blasted tabby cat's in among my cabbages again. I'll have to... Here, what's this you two are busy on? A crossword puzzle? Oh, I love crosswords. How are you getting on?
Not very well, Dad. Eth says my flobbergob is derelict.
Wow, we're none of us getting any younger.
No, Mr. Glum, Ron just hasn't got the hang of it at all. He puts down words that don't even exist.
Oh, well, now, let's see if I can help then. What's this here? Seven across, opposite of first. Well, that's simple enough. Hunger.
Hunger? But there's only room for four letters.
Well, write small then. Squeeze them up a bit. Let's see what else you got here. What's this here? Eth, you're a fine one to talk about using words that don't exist. Look at this one you put down here. Yak.
Oh, that's a word, Mr. Glum.
Yak. Don't talk wet. Yak isn't a word. It's just a noise you make when you're trotting something.
Yak. Well, it is a word, Mr. Glum. Look, the clue is primitive beast of burden, three letters.
Primitive beast of burden, three letters.
Yes.
What do you make the answer, Ron?
I put down mum.
That makes sense anyway, Eth, you and your yak.
But Mr. Glum, there is such a word. I know I'm right. It all fits. A primitive animal, three letters. One must be a K.
Well, I got your answer then. Ox. O-K-S. It's a good job I come in, isn't it?
I still think I'm right. I've heard the word.
Not in this house, you haven't, Eth. Now, I can settle this little matter once and for all, if you'll hang on a moment. I'll ask Mrs. Glum. She's a great one for reading. She knows most of the sauce bottle labels by heart. I'm afraid I'll have to raise my voice because she's up in the bath. Mama! She heard me. If your big toe is deplugged, might I ask you whether you have ever in the course of your browsing through books and literature come across a soppy word called yak? I'm afraid she's in no position to answer it.
Why not, Mr. Glum?
She slipped on the soap and fell flat on her flobbergob.